trip, I had mixed feelings. I'd planned on spending the summer working and also working out, building myself up for football. Over the previous year, I had diligently worked out so that I could build muscle and have a great senior season on the team. I weighed 185 pounds at Christmas, and my goal was to start the next season at 210. It's kind of ironic that I'm still trying to get to 210, but from the opposite direction. I'd finally reached my goal when I left for the trip to Jamaica, but 9 weeks later, I weighed 160. Spending the majority of that time on a diet of Cheese Whiz and crackers, I pretty much quit eating. I wasn't used to the heat and humidity of Jamaica and had trouble sleeping through those hot, steamy nights under the mosquito netting. I became dehydrated and got sick at one point. But I learned some unforgettable lessons and saw the Lord do some great things. I guess you could say I had a short-term transfer from going to school in California to taking some courses in Jamaica. The trip, however, didn't start out on a good note. We had several days of training in El Paso, Texas, before we left for Jamaica. For several days, I listened to a man teach on what he called the moral government of God. I found myself very disturbed by what he was teaching. I may have been only 16, but I was already picking out some stuff that just didn't pass the smell test. The primary thing that stood out to me was that he was blatantly teaching that God didn't know the future. Somehow, according to this teacher, God had placed limits on himself so that he didn't know what was going to happen because it hadn't happened yet. I'd never heard such a teaching in my entire life. I'd never heard it from my dad. I'd never heard it from a pastor. I'd never read it in a book, and more importantly, I had never read it in the Bible. I was so disturbed that I made a long-distance collect call to my dad. Now, back in 1966, no one ever made a long-distance collect call unless it was someone on the verge of death. It cost a ton of money back then, and I'm sure when my dad heard the operator say that she had a long-distance collect call from El Paso, he must have imagined the very worst. I told my dad what the man was teaching, and I was disturbed that all of the leaders seemed to be buying into it. They didn't. Why would they have invited him to teach? I gave my dad some details, and he told me that this could be a lesson that would serve me well for the rest of my life. Whenever I heard someone teach from the Scriptures, I had to match what they were teaching to the Bible. If it fit, everything was fine. If it didn't fit, well, it didn't fit. That was the lesson. I remember my dad telling me that even if everyone else bought this, including the leaders, I had to make up my own mind and stand firm. I asked him if I should come home, and he suggested that I stick it out. After all, the teaching segment was over, and we were headed to Jamaica the next day. I thought that was a good idea. Over those 9 weeks, that false teaching, that limited...